Good morning, Daniel, and welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Morning, Emma, hope you're well. Let's dive right into the news from the industry today.
I see, so starting with DAUTZ in Spain, they have this exciting new 3.9-litre diesel engine in the works.
Oh really, what's the purpose of this engine?
It's primarily for agricultural and construction machines, and it's designed to last a long time, with production set to run until at least 2035.
That is quite a long-term commitment. What's the production plan here?
Series production is set to start in the coming year after the prototype phase. They plan to produce 50,000 units per year.
Wow, that's quite a number. How does this engine compare to its predecessor?
It's the same size as the 3.6-litre one, so it can fit into the same vehicles. But it's more efficient and delivers power from 55 to 160 kilowatts.
Right, and what's the future of this engine? Are they planning to make it greener?
Yes, they're looking at synthetic fuels and hydrogen. The current design allows for future conversions to gas or hydrogen.
That's a smart move, and the income from this project is helping fund their green initiatives.
Exactly. Now here's where MAPAL comes in. They're working on tool management for DUTZ.
Opus 4, what's the challenge they're facing?
They had just 2 weeks from design freeze to complete a final offer for the engine block, but they managed it.
Wow, that is so cool. How did they manage it?
Well-tuned workflows and experience with DAUTZ's production methods helped. They also drew on past projects.
Right, and they've been working together for 18 years, so they had a good foundation.
Yes, for the 3.9-litre engine block, they included almost 100 different tools in the offer.
That's a lot. What kind of tools are they using?
Many are custom tools for short machining time and some standard tools for milling. They also used close to standard tools for prototypes.
And what's their business model here?
DUTZ pays per completed part, not per tool. The cost per part is fixed for the contract term, with rebates increasing each year.
That's an interesting approach. And they use digital solutions for tool management.
Yes, with cloud-based software Seacom. It helps with procurement, cost analysis, and keeping inventory optimal.
Quite a big claim, right? How does it work on site?
MAPAL has a tool manager on site, David Castaño, and they work closely with DAUTZ. They ensure the right tools are available just in time.
And they've even developed new tool solutions, like the HPR 400 reamer.
Yes, it increased tool life from 350 to 1,000 parts without resetting, which is a big improvement.
That's impressive, and DUTZ's team sees MAPAL as part of their team.
Absolutely, they're a very strong partner, so it's a great example of collaboration in the industry.
Well, that's some fascinating progress in engine technology and tool management.
Indeed, thank you for joining me, Daniel. And thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
You're welcome. Until next time, everyone.